Did you read this book by Benjamin Franklin or whatever?
You guys ready?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem. No problem.
Just throw the gavel at me.
Good evening, everyone. We're going to call to order our regular code enforcement board meeting for Winter Springs, June 25th. Before we get going tonight, could I ask everybody in the audience to please silence your devices so we don't make any noise or interruptions? And with that, we'll have a roll call. If you would please proceed.
Chairperson Matthew Criswell.
Here.
Board member Michael Burns.
Here.
Board member Carol Giltz.
Here.
Board member Maurice Capra.
Here.
Board member Dennis Robinson.
Here.
Senior City Attorney Jennifer Nix.
Here.
Good to go.
Perfect. Thank you. At this time, I'd like everyone to join me with the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll have a moment of silence for our first responders, men and women overseas fighting for our freedom, and everybody else that needs a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You all may be seated. Cabinet Track, are there any agenda changes for tonight before we proceed?
No, sir, there is not.
Perfect. Everyone giving testimony tonight, could we please step forward and be sworn in? Nobody in the crowd's given any testimony tonight or going to talk? Did this board get a chance to review the minutes from last month's meeting?
Yes. I'd like to make a motion to approve as is.
Mr. Chairman, there's an error in the minutes. The caption of the case that was in the minutes does not read Kimberly A. Francis. So I've already advised our clerk, and if she would make that correction, I would certainly request that we approve the minutes as corrected.
I will make that change.
So we've got a motion and a second for the approval. With that, we'll take a roll call, please.
Okay. Board member Capra.
Aye.
Board member Robinson.
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell.
Aye.
Board member Burns.
Aye.
Board member Giltz.
Aye.
Perfect. All right, so the first part of this evening is last month, Chairperson Greg Guerrero stepped down after several years of service, and we need to elect a vice president. I'd take a motion for anybody that would like to step up.
I'd like to make a motion that Maurice Capra become the vice chairperson.
I'll second that.
Oh, wow, that was pretty fast, huh? Maurice, would you accept it?
Yes, I would.
Could we have a roll call then, please?
Sure. Board member Robinson.
Aye.
Board member Burns.
Aye.
Board member Giltz.
Aye.
Board member Capra.
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell.
Aye. Well, that was pretty fast, and we didn't have to do anything else. So it was painless. Thank you. So moving forward, first case, Inspector.
The first case on the agenda is item number 500. It's going to be case number 2019-CE-000518, an address of 70 Sable Court. Owners are Roberta and Robert Carson. Violations of 13-2 subsection C for an overgrown yard and 6-195 for a maintenance offense. The date of service was May 17th of 2019. Inspectors, myself, Code Officer McLaren. On February 20th, 2019, I received a complaint from a neighbor reference to the rear fence being in disrepair and overgrown vegetation on the property. Upon inspection, I did find a wooden fence in the rear yard of the property in disrepair and various amounts of vegetation overgrown. A notice of code violation was mailed, certified mail return receipt requested, returned unclaimed on March 20th, and it was subsequently posted at the property right afterwards. On May 17th, 2019, the property and City Hall were both posted reference to the code board meeting. Notices were mailed out, certified mail, first class, and they were subsequently returned as well. No contact has been made with any party reference to this. All notices that mailed to the property, certified mail and first class, were all returned as unclaimed. This is the back of the property. As you can see, the vegetation is getting overgrown. The fence in question is right here. There are other sections of it, but that's just one section. There's more of the vegetation here and fence all over here. Unfortunately, it's a little blurry, but this is a big portion of the fence that's in disrepair. I recommend that the property be found in violation of the ordinances cited, and the property be given until July 15th, 2019 to come into compliance. And if they fail to come into compliance, a daily fine of $200 be applied.
Can we go back a couple pictures? One more, please. Right there. Chain link and a wooden fence. Which is in question?
The wooden fence.
Okay.
It's the wooden fence. It's several pieces. This is just one piece. It would be like a piece here, and then you go a little bit further down, and there's another piece. So it's sort of like one section fell in disrepair. They left it, but they'll take another piece and just leave that there.
So help us understand. Are you in somebody else's backyard?
Yes.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, it's the adjoining gotcha. Neighbor right to the rear.
So there's a small little easement or something in between the two
yes.
fences. Okay. Any questions for Inspector?
I did want to point out that the case number is wrong on our printout here. If you look at his printout, he has 518, and this says 808. There. That says 518, and if you look here,
yeah,
for Sable Court.
That might have been... My mistake.
So we have a mistake between the case number 501 and 500. I don't think it's going
right.
to mess up on the slideshow.
Right. Because 518 is the next case.
Correct. Okay. Any other questions about 500? Entertain a motion.
Is there anybody here?
Is there any respondent here to give any testimony? Hearing none, I'd like to hear a motion if we had one.
I'll make a motion.
Yes, ma'am.
I move to find the respondents in violation of the city code in order that the respondents be given until July 15th, 2019 to correct the violation. In the event the respondents fail to comply by this date, a fine in the amount of $200 shall be imposed for each day the violation continues thereafter.
I'll second that.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll have a roll call, please.
Chairperson Criswell?
Aye.
Board Member Giltz?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Capro?
Aye.
Board Member Robinson?
Aye.
Board Member Burns?
Aye.
All right, swiftly moving on to 501.
The next case is going to be 2019 CE 000808, service address of 102 South Moss Road. The owners are showing as Patrick Byrne and Rachel Harrington. Violations of 13-2 subsection A, littering on a property or right-of-way. 13-2 subsection B for junk and debris. Date of service was May 17, 2019. And the inspector is myself.
Before we move on, we'll just also note that this is actually 2019 CE 000518, not yep. the 808. So they were just transposed.
Okay. On the notice, they're the way they are on the agenda. So I think, do you know what I'm trying to say?
That would mean that the slides are off.
Yeah.
The slides quite possibly could be off.
Yeah, I think the slides are off.
Okay.
Not the...
Okay.
It's hot. March 26, 2019, observed that the front of the residence had extensive amount of junk and debris, items being stored outside of the front of the line of the residence. A notice of code violation was mailed, certified mail return receipt requested, and signed for on April 8, 2019. On May the 16th, 2019, a reinspection was done on the property, and little to no change was noted. May 17th, the property and City Hall were both posted, reference to the code board meeting. Notices were mailed out, first class mail, and certified return receipt requested. No contact was made with any party reference to this case. As you can see, this is the front of the residence. Especially over in this area, they have a piece of cardboard here, and it looks like some items that are behind it and over here. It has been a little bit better in this picture as before. The items seem to have moved on. Another front shot of the house. And this is over in the driveway area. Basically, all this item's over in here. I recommend the property be found in violation of the ordinances as cited, and the property be given until July 5th of 2019 to come into compliance. If they fail to come into compliance, a daily fine of $100 a day be applied.
Any questions for Inspector McLaren? Are we sure that's cardboard or is that plywood?
For the best I can tell, it looks like it's plywood.
Any other questions for him? Any respondents here to give testimony? Come on up, ma'am. There's a microphone right here. If you'll state your name and your address, you're free to talk.
Rachel Harrington.
In the microphone.
Rachel Harrington, 102 South Moss Road.
Perfect.
And
go ahead.
It was a table, and we cleared it up. I have a picture as of today, this afternoon, right before I left.
If you want to give us that picture, you can enter it into evidence. We'll have to keep it, though.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you want to hand it to Ms. Nix.
Thank you.
I just wanted to note we're in compliance now.
So what was all the stuff there for?
Motorcycle. It was motorcycles. He was working on the motorcycle.
From March to May?
Yes. It's in the process of selling it now because he couldn't get it running.
So when did that end? If we find you finding a fact today and give you till July 5th to get this cleaned up, from what I understand is that it's already cleaned up, and if the inspector went by, he'd be fine, and
yes,
you guys wouldn't incur in charge.
No, sir.
Is this a carport here, or where there is a motorcycle standing there?
Yeah, there's motorcycles there, but it's just a little awning that comes out. It's not an actual carport.
Oh, okay. It looks neat.
Have you seen this, Rich?
Looks neat, but I just want to make sure that's okay.
Yeah, we have three motorcycles right there lined up in the driveway.
Do you have a
I have a cover on
too. Yeah, if that's the condition that it's in, I'll have to do an inspection tomorrow without any compliance.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have a garage?
No.
No garage?
No, we have a shed in the back, but...
Okay, because usually they require that your green trash can be at the side of the house or at the back of the house.
Okay. If I have to move it, I will make another slot. Is there a place I can send it to in color?
No, this is...
Yeah, this is just visualization for tonight.
Yes, sir.
So everything there is good?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else from you, ma'am?
Thank you.
We'll find something facts now. Entertain a motion. No other questions?
I don't know. Which one is it? Finding no violation.
I think I would. I would let you guys, but I think I would.
Yeah, you'd still find the violation, and then tomorrow it'll get cleared out.
Sure. Good, Rabbi. You want to do one?
Sure. I move to find respondent violation of the city code in order to response be given until July 5th, 2019. To correct the violation in the event response failed to comply by that date, a fine in the amount of $100 per day shall be imposed for each day the violation continues thereafter.
We have a motion.
I'll second that.
In a second. Any more discussion on this? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Board Member Giltz?
Aye.
Board Member Robinson?
Aye.
Board Member Burns?
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Capro?
Aye.
You understand, ma'am?
Does she understand?
You understand everything? So you got it all cleaned up. If this happens again, though, it'll be a violation again, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Officer, you'll run by and take a look at it. And perfect. Thank you. All right. Non-compliance cases, number 600. Captain, floor is yours.
Thank you. Good evening, Chairman and board members. This is a non-compliance hearing. This was brought to you guys last month. The address is 315 Panama Circle, and the owner is Kimberly France. And I do not, are you Kimberly? No. Kimberly is not here. It deals with the pod, City Ordinance 6-87. Originally, on April 10th, while on patrol, I saw this pod. This is the same information I provided you guys with last month. A records check was done. No permit was pulled. Pod still stayed on premises. Brought to you on the board on May 28th. At that time, you found the resident to be in violation of city code. Corrective date of June 7th, 2019 was given. As of today, the violation still exists. During the May 28th, board recommended $100 per day a fine be levied if the resident did not come into compliance with an effective date of, that should not be May 28th, it should be June 8th, actually. Mm-hmm. As of today, this was taken this morning at 8 o'clock. The pod is still there. All the notices per statute were provided and posted at the residence as well as City Hall and mailed certified return receipt as well. With no response.
No contact, no response.
No contact, no response.
No one lives in that home?
Oh, people live there. People live there. I made contact with some gentlemen, inquired about it. They said they were going to move it, and that was the best I got out of them.
Is there a respondent here tonight to give any kind of testimony? Okay. Seeing none, do we have any discussion questions? Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Yes, ma'am.
I move to find the respondents in violation of the city code and that the penalty set forth in this board's previous order dated June, no, when was it? May 28th, 2019. Shall be imposed consistent with that order.
I'll second that.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion on the panel? Take a roll call, please.
Board Member Burns?
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Capro?
Aye.
Board Member Robinson?
Aye.
Board Member Giltz?
Aye.
Cab track, anything else for us?
That is it.
Any new business to discuss?
I hope we'll see you all at our board dinner this year. We're very excited. Just remember to RSVP, please, by the 19th.
I did today.
Of July, I saw that. Thank you.
Anything else? All right, adjourned. Thank you, guys.